I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, welcome to your own program, A Muslim Lady, where we have been discussing so many various important issues regarding Muslim lady. I hope you have enjoyed all our discussions, and I also hope you will benefit from today's discussions. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me in our studios, my wife, Radia Batul Najafi.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The Muslim society is truly expecting from a truly Muslim lady to be extremely and very nicely, very extremely means modestly and moderately active in a society too, means very productive. And her role in politics and in sciences and everything should be based with knowledge, with wisdom. Maybe you can't believe it, Mr. Masumi, that we have some sayings in Ahadith which says, in the time of reappearance, when our final Imam will come, the level of wisdom and knowledge and the level of advance in science, especially for women, would be so high that every woman somehow would be able to decide, to take decision according to the teaching of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. Like, you know, nowadays we say, oh, she is faqiha, she is alima, like she's so learned, she knows about her responsibilities, her rulings, you know, she's not ignorant. She knows everything. She knows Quran. She has hold on all this divine, you know, knowledge and books. So that kind of person has a very good status. So when the final Imam will come, you know, this is the expectation, which even now in major occultation, Islam and Muslim society has from women, that me as a Muslim member of the society, I have to know, I have to have a very bright and full of wisdom lifestyle. If you have something to please share, otherwise I will give you some example.
When we talk about the reappearance of our last Imam, Imam Mahdi, Jalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, definitely there are a lot of ahadith which speak about the role of Muslim women in the reappearance of Imam Mahdi Jalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif.
Beautiful. You know, like from 313, how many? How many of them are women? 50. 313 companions, not companions, the ministers.
Such an amazing thing.
Yeah, the ministers.
Because 313, these will be the commanders
exactly.
And the leaders. You know,
yeah, so the leadership you can see in women.
So 50 women will be amongst the commanders of Imam Mahdi Ajallallahu Ta'ala.
Beautiful, beautiful. And that is the expectation, yeah?
And
we have to prepare.
This is the true role a Muslim lady can play. It shows the great respect our Islam has given to ladies.
And you can't believe it, like these three ladies, Lady Hakima, the daughter of Imam Jawad, Lady Hamida, the mother of Imam Kazim, and also one more lady, her name is Lady Hudaysa, yeah? The grandmother of Imam Zaman, Ajalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. These three ladies also played a very political, very active role for the major occultation, for Imam Mahdi to go behind the curtain, and they were somehow playing this role, some of them as a wasi and a successor,
representative.
Yeah, representative of Imam of the time.
Yeah.
You know, like their duty was so crucial and very, very vital, because
keeping in mind the situation of that
exactly.
time, it was very, very, you know, dangerous
tough, yeah.
and tough.
Critical.
To reach to Imam or to, you know, spread his message.
Mm.
So we are going to have a short break. Please, listeners, don't go away. Stay tuned. Inshallah, we will come back soon.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Lady Zainab Salamul Aleha, she was the representative of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know. So, you know, what it shows that as a woman, she has that ability to reach to that level. But there's no need, you know, there's no need in society. There's no need when man is there. But when it comes to such a very, very critical situation and circumstances, like when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he has to be saved. When Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, you know, his life is in danger. So that, you know, that moments, we can see that the status and the role of a woman, especially in politics, become very highlighted.
Definitely, when we study the history of all our a'imma, the 12 imams from Imam Ali till Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, there are so many women, they have played so many vital roles. As a representative, as a leader, as a messenger, as a, you know, a social worker. So it shows that Islam, especially the Shi'i Islam, is paying so much attention towards the progress of women, you know, mentally, health-wise, and physically, socially.
And not only that, like, she should be a great supporter for her family, you know, mentally, especially psychologically and emotionally. She can support her husband, you know, especially emotionally. And I remember this amazing saying about Lady Khadijat al-Kubra, salamullahi alayha, that kana yaskunu ilayha. Like, our Prophet used to get so much peace, you know, mental peace by Lady Khadija, salamullahi alayha.
Time.
Yeah.
With her.
And not only that, he, it means our Prophet, he used to take some suggestions, some ideas from Lady Khadijat al-Kubra, salamullahi alayha. So, you know, her role, yeah, independently is there. Like Lady Salma, one of the wife of our Prophet, also history has written her amazing suggestions towards Rasulullah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just listening to her and applying to her suggestions. So we have many evidence and many beautiful examples in our history.
So a Muslim society has so many expectations from a Muslim lady in different aspects of life, like politically, socially, whatever field. Men can play their role in their societies, women can also play, but keeping the qualities, their own abilities in mind. So Islam, so many times we have said, Islam never says that the women are not allowed to come and play a role in their society. In the Holy Book, so many verses, they speak about the financial issues of ladies, women, as we recited the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran. Like this, there are so many other riwayat and ayat verses which clearly speak that they have their own independent incoming, they can play a very useful role in their societies. For example, even our fuqaha, they say in some areas, if a Muslim society needs a role, and that role only can women can play, so it is wajib for women to play that role. For example, after you are living in a society where there isn't any female Muslim lady doctor, so it becomes wajib upon all the ladies of that society to become doctor. Yeah, we say wajib kifai. So you can think, you can understand from this verdict that playing a role becomes wajib for a woman.
Yeah.
We have to come out in the society and being within your limits, we should play a role, whatever role our Muslim society needs. So these are the expectations a Muslim society has from a Muslim lady.
And the biggest and the most biggest and the biggest one is to pay attention, especially on children's, you know, her family.
Yeah.
Like, she can be very beneficial for the society, yeah? But if she's neglecting her children, then what? Then she'll become the source of so many harms.
Definitely.
In the society, yeah?
When she herself comes in the society and plays a role, she's alone. She plays a single role.
Yeah.
But she upbrings a whole family, so many great children. They are beneficial. They play a very important role in the society. Means she is playing a team's role.
Generations role.
Generations and generations.
After generations.
So how important this role is for her.
Yeah.
Being a trainer of human beings.
Exactly.
You know, in our modern era, we become, after studying so many years, we become trainer of a certain small area. For example, hardware, trainer of a hardware, or trainer of our bodies.
Yeah.
A specific small trainer.
Exactly.
But look at women's
ability.
And role as a human mind trainer, human
Beautiful.
Being trainer.
Yeah, therefore, you know, sometimes I've seen on Instagram some young ladies, they have posted that, oh man, you can just carry some weight, but we can carry a human being,
yeah.
You know? We can expect a human being in our tummy, so we are more like stronger than you because you can't carry that. So these are the way of saying that, unfortunately, why we don't understand that our core of our duty, you know, as a Muslim lady, and therefore Muslim society is expecting from us to be present, quality present, you know, and full of charm and, you know, energy at our house. Then if you have extra some energy, then you can cope, you know, if you can cope very easily, you have to be very, very beneficial for your society.
Yeah.
Otherwise not. Because, you know, some ladies, they are physically a bit weak. So and they are under pressure that, no, I have to work. I have to earn something. For what? You're earning, for example, gold. And losing your diamonds means your family.
Yeah,
so that is a very, you know, foolish treatment.
Yeah. So our Muslim ladies, I think they should know how great they are, how great role they can play. They have to study this. They have to get enough knowledge. Then they can get this confidence. With confidence, they can say, I am a great trainer. Unfortunately, nowadays, when we see in different interviews, when they ask ladies, what is your job? They feel embarrassment and they say, I'm jobless, I'm just a housewife, yeah? Whereas Islam proudly says that a housewife's job is the greatest of jobs.
Yeah, no doubt, no
doubt. The most noble job you have. We are coming to end of this episode. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you, dear listeners, for being with us. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life.